Hello, thank you so much for calling.
Hi. I'm holding for Sam.
Oh, let me just take, let me just have Sam over the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Clarissa, this is Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, all right. So, actually, I was first discuss about the things. Did you open the email that I sent you yesterday?
Yes, I just sent you, for the USPS, I just sent the email back to you.
Actually, what happened? Let me forward the email to you again. Check your email. Got it. That's exactly that what I'm talking about. Yes, got your username and password. Yes, that's great. That's the thing only I needed, right? I will go ahead and do that for you. And have you reviewed the complete site?
You what?
Have you reviewed the complete site? Anything else needs to be changed on your website?
Well, let me go in there. Hold on. Let me go back in there again. There's only one change, but I think, hold on, let me go in here. Let me go in too, I'm sorry. Let me change, let me check one more. Read this one. Hold on, let me know. There is just one thing that needs to get changed. And
okay.
It's the ivory bralette under Pops.
Just give me one moment. Let me open your site. Clarissa, so just give me one moment if you don't mind.
No, you're fine. You're good. You're good.
Okay, it's Clarice. I'm sorry about that. I'm on your website now. Yes, please.
Uh-huh.
What you were saying?
If you go to the top.
Tops, okay. I'm on tops.
And you go down to the 1, 2, 3rd line where it says Ivory Bralette.
Uh-huh.
It should be
$29.99.
$29.99?
Okay.
Huh? Yeah,
$29.99. Okay, now I'm going in right now. Done.
Okay, let me click out of there.
I'm doing it. $29.99, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, where's that? $29.99. It's done.
Okay,
so... right, so what I will do, I have two USB rails, right, so now anything else needs to be done on site?
No, I was looking into I wanted to ask you this is just for the shipping and stuff. What's it called again? Is WooCommerce on our, on the webpage for tracking?
Sorry?
What app are they using for tracking?
Tracking for what?
For the product.
Tracking, order tracking, right. Once somebody will proceed the order, so they will have the... All right.
Uh-huh.
So through that, and you already spoke about this with the technical guy, did you?
Yes. So, but my question is, hold on, let me go back into the web page real quick. Wait, not there. Let me go back. Give me just a sec. Let me go back in. Hold on. Let me go into the email and from there. Click on here. Okay. You know how on top of the web page it says track order?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys use WooCommerce for that?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wait. Do me a favor and look at I was thinking about doing ShipStation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to have to... Number one, you need to move that contact us. You see the contact us that's underneath the bar, too?
It's already there? Or is it?
Look on the home page real quick. I just noticed that.
Okay, just give me one moment. Here we go. I'm on your home page.
Yeah, you see the top underneath home, it says home.
Uh-huh.
And then handbags, it says contact us.
Uh-huh.
We need to remove that.
You don't want it?
Yeah, not right there, because it's already at the bottom of the page.
Okay, no problem.
You see that? Yeah, it's okay.
Done.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, so my other question is, tracking. So You know how, like, someone places an order and then you get the email and then I go and I ship it out because I have that information? Like,
so once we will go ahead and integrate UPS and all that stuff, so you don't need to do that. The UPS guy will do it all the things for you.
Okay, because I did not know, do I need to integrate ShipStation? You know what I mean? Do I need to do that?
Okay, do one thing. For the website, I think there's nothing to change anymore, right? Everything good to go, am I right? Except this part.
Yes.
All right. So
yes.
Now for the service station and for the shipping matter, actually I'm not that much aware about that, so I can connect you with the same guy with the technical lead, so he will explain
you. Yeah, but he wants to sell me another $499, like, you know, like, and I'm like, okay.
Might be he's mentioning something which is more important for you for the service station or other things. So let's do one thing. I can connect you and you can discuss with him whatever the decision would be. The final decision is yours, right? So I can connect you with him and you can discuss all the things, right? And after that, on the website, there is nothing to change, right? And whatever you will be discussed with him, right? And we will go with that. And after, we will go ahead and launch your site, okay? Just stay with me. I can connect you with him.
All right. Thank you, Sam. No, he is the project manager that's over it.
Hey, Clarissa, this is Dave. How are you?
Is it Dave?
Yes, ma'am. How's your day going today?
Could be better. So I spoke with somebody yesterday, and then I don't know who, so. All right, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I need something that notifies me, like
I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Can you please come again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, let me stand where I'm sitting at. Okay. I need a way, so my question to you guys,
mm-hmm.
How do I know
mm-hmm.
when a sale comes through?
Okay, perfect. Like, if you remember, we had a discussion yesterday regarding the payment merchant along with the USPS as you are using to track and ship your orders. So let's say if I am the customer, and the USPS is already integrated. I'm just talking about at that point, okay? So if I'm the customer, I'm on your website, purchase the product, do the checkout, pay the amount, and once the amount is credited to your account, so you will be having the business email, which we discussed yesterday, which we can go ahead and create that for you. I'm going to provide you the complete credentials of your business email address, which you can use it, and this email is the one which is basically notify you that this person pays you the amount for this product. Along with that, you will be getting the shipping amount, you will be getting the tax, you will be getting the payment as well, and once the order is confirmed, then the shipping amount will be directly delivered to the shipping merchant, that is USPS or whatever you are using at that time.
Okay, what about ShipStation?
Yeah, you're, like, as per our conversation, I think you would like to go with the USPS, right?
But ShipStation, if I understand, integrates with USPS, correct?
Yep. So how the USPS is basically integrated, there is a third-party plugin because the USPS is a third-party website that is not associated with the WordPress, that is not associated with the USPS. So the plugin is the third-party plugin, which is basically going to help us to integrate the USPS account on your website. So once the USPS is integrated and the customer purchases the order, let's say the actual amount of the product is $24.99 and the shipping cost is $5 on top of this, so the shipping calculator and the amount will be automatically give the total amount, total cost of the product that is going to be after adding the $5 shipping cost and $24.99 for the product. So the total would be you will be getting $30, and from that $5 will be directly goes to the shipping merchant account, which will be for the shipping and delivering the product to the customer doorstep, and you will be getting the complete amount for your product to your own account.
Okay, so but what I'm asking is, I know we talked about pricing yesterday. You said like $499 or something like that. So I called a friend of mine that I did not know that he actually builds web pages, and he recommended ShipStation because it already has, when you apply for ShipStation, it already has the coding in there to integrate.
Yeah, but to integrate, like if you're talking about the any ShipStation, and if you're talking about the platform which you are using, that is basically using the plugins to get every third-party thing to be installed at the back end of your website. And this is not something which you need to pay on monthly, which you need to pay on yearly basis. This is something which is a one-time cost for the plugin, which is basically purchased by us, and go ahead and get that everything installed. And as well as, if you remember, we had a discussion about the tracking the order, get the tax calculation, and as well as everything will be notified to you on your own particular email address. It's up to you if you're using the business one, if you're using your personal one. So everything will be automated as well on your email.
Yeah, but I feel like right now we probably want to go with ShipStation because I'm looking at cost right now, and then we can go, you know, because I know they have to have standard, like it starts at certain pricing a month.
Like you're talking about the ShipStation, right?
Yeah, ship. Do you know what ShipStation is?
Yeah, let me just see. Give me a quick moment. Let me just have a look on there as well. Okay, so the ShipStation, which you're basically talking about, that is same as the USPS. This is basically the shipping merchant, which is basically going to take care to ship your orders to the customer doorstep. And here, I'm talking about to get that ShipStation, get that USPS integrated on your website, which can be done only once we are using the plugin to get that everything installed on your website.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From what I understand is that shipping station, they give you
to ship your orders to the customer doorstep, but to calculate each and everything on your own website, definitely you need the ship station to be on your website, right? So that they can actually gonna calculate each and everything for you on your own website. To integrate that, to add that on your website, the plugin which will going to help.
I don't understand why it costs $4.99. I mean, I can call Daniel again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're like basically having the hard time regarding to taking care about the cost, let me just have look into this and have my hire management to give you some discounts just to basically making sure that we are just about to get your website live and everything.
It's not about the discount. It's not about the discount because from what he explained to us, okay, for example, because this will go into, let's say if I go for the $9.99 a month or $29.99 a month, okay, but he it integrates, you know, you talk about the coding and stuff. That all can go in. They already have the coding and stuff straight with your web page.
Like the package which you are seeing on Shipping Station, that is for their shipping cost. The cost which is basically associated to ship the order, right? The package which you're basically getting from there, from the Shipping Station. Right there.
USPS shipping partner ShipStation.
Hold
on. Let me pull that up and read that to you.
Sure.
With ShipStation, USPS shipping for your business is easier and more convenient than ever. From rate calculation of pricing to tracking and proof of shipment, we can help. To print USPS postage online, that's what the shipping, it works with ShipStation.
Yeah. This is all something with ShipStation and USPS can do, but as soon as the ShipStation and USPS is not integrated on your website, so how this whole calculation will be done on your website and how everything will be notified to you on your email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, that shipping station does that for us. From what I understand, they do that.
They can just do the calculation. They can do the shipping cost for you, which is basically according to the distance of the customer doorstep. But to adding this all on your website, we need to get the plugin. This is what I'm saying. There is not, I'm asking you to like ship the calculating the cost, the shipping cost, the product cost. That's not, I'm like just talking about. I'm just talking about to get everything to be on your website. So everything will be adding automatically on your website. The services which basically USPS and ShipStation is providing is on their website right now, right? But to be on your website to calculate the shipping cost, calculating the tracking the order on your website and getting the notifications on your email, this is something which we need to do it to get everything to be on your website, which is the which can be done on.
So I have a question. Do we have access to the back end of the web page?
Sure, we can do it in this way as well. As soon as you give us the approval to get your website live.
So here's the question. Mm-hmm. What if I say launch? I'm going to go to my friend Daniel, and I'm going to see and talk to him about doing the integration and everything with the and see how much he charged. But let me get back to you on this, okay?
Okay, perfect. So you can just give us the approval to get your website live, so Sam can go ahead and provide you with all the credentials, and then we are good with it.
Oh, let me have a conversation with my husband, and I'll call you guys back. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, thank you.